It's Tuesday morning, and it's Pastor Lori here on the Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent, March 24th, with a reflection by Joyce Rupp from her book, Jesus, Friend of My Soul, titled One Who Heals. From John 5:6, we hear this. Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Everywhere he went, Jesus engendered some type of healing. Twisted limbs on bodies straightened out. Wild spirits fled. Minds functioned normally again. Wounded people found hope and regained self-esteem. No wonder throngs of people pressed closely to be touched by him. The dictionary defines healing as to free from injury or disease, to make sound or whole. Sometimes healing takes a long time. It took the man by the Bethesda pool 38 years. Although people want to say yes to the question Jesus posed to this man, they do not always know they have need of healing. At age 50, I left my regular work for 2 years of graduate study in psychology. I sensed a remote inner voice whispering, "Pray for healing." I questioned that. I felt fine inside and out. What needed to be made well? I went on to pray for healing anyway. How astounded I was to discover during those years that parts of me did indeed need to be made well. I left graduate school with freedom from past engulfment in my own need for control, was healed from a push to be right, and became unchained from a driven concern to live up to people's expectations. The Spirit of Jesus touched my unhealthy self through the skilled care of a therapist and devoted teachers who restored my inner health. I learned that the great healer knows what needs to be made whole and will provide healing if we are ready. Here's our prayer. Tender healer, I come to the pool of my own Bethesda, trusting in the touch of your curative love. Move within the depths of my being and heal the remnants of past wounding that linger and keep me from being whole. Amen. Today, let this be our intention. I am ready and receptive to receive Christ's healing.